U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren held an open house Monday in her office in Springfield, where an issue of concern to many of her constituents from rural western Massachusetts was front and center. Addressing about 250 people in the lobby of a Springfield office building, Warren touched on several of her signature issues, including reducing student loan debt, making college more affordable, and increasing Social Security benefits. But the loudest cheers rang out when she called on the federal government to listen to the concerns people in western Massachusetts have over a proposed natural gas pipeline project.
And we're going to make sure that next time around they hear all of our voices right out here in western Massachusetts.
Many in the crowd held anti-pipeline signs and appeared to have traveled from Berkshire and Franklin counties to Springfield in order to encourage Warren to speak out against the controversial project proposed by Kinder Morgan. While Warren said she opposed the pipeline, she stopped short of criticizing the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which has jurisdiction over the project.
We build these regulatory agencies, and I want to be clear, we need regulatory agencies. We need them. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, right?
Warren said she believes vocal opposition to the pipeline can hold some sway with government regulators, saying protests had already prompted Kinder Morgan to reroute the path of the pipeline so less of it would run beneath Massachusetts.
I've never been afraid to speak out. I wrote an op-ed about the earlier proposal from Kinder Morgan and why I would oppose it. And I think that it is our responsibility as senators to talk to FERC. This is the federal government and the federal government that ultimately will make the decision about whether they can go forward on this. Now, you know, you may make the point that we can't make them listen, but like I said earlier, you don't get what you don't fight for.
Anna Fessenden of Ashfield came to Springfield to urge Warren to speak out more often about the Kinder Morgan pipeline project.
And then I'd like her to take an issue to the Congress to stop fossil fuel infrastructure of all kinds. We cannot meet our goals. We cannot save this planet unless we do that.
Amy Bookbinder of Northampton held a sign calling on Warren to endorse Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for president.
Well, I think that she's been working right alongside him, trying to save our democracy, trying to keep Wall Street from influencing it in not so good ways, and I think she needs to endorse him, and I hope she will.
You think they're closer on the issues than Senator Warren and Secretary Clinton are?
Oh, absolutely, no question. No question.
But Warren is still withholding her support in the Democratic presidential campaign.
No endorsements now. I think that what the Democrats are doing is terrific. We're out talking about the issues. You know, I look at the Republican debates and the difference between what they're doing and what the Democrats are doing. That really shows who's on whose side.
Yeah. At what point will you make an endorsement, though?
You know, I don't know yet. I think it's not today, so that's as far as I'm going. We'll see.
Warren also met Monday with a group of students at Westfield State University to talk about student loan debt. The meeting was part of a college affordability campaign begun by U.S. Senate Democrats in January to drum up support for a legislative package that would slash interest rates on student loans and lower tuition at public colleges and universities. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.